Welcome to this lesson on building a framework for impact with an automation-first workflow in Ableton Live 12, shaped for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. What we're doing here is bigger than just making things loud. We're building a section that moves with purpose. In drum and bass, impact comes from contrast. Quiet versus loud. Dry versus wet. Tight versus chaotic. Sub weight versus empty space. And if you're making this like a DJ tool, you want clean intros, strong drops, and smooth out so the tune can actually work in a set. So as you listen, think like this. What is the listener supposed to feel right now? Are they focusing on the drums, the bass, or the transition? That question is going to guide almost everything we do. For this lesson, it helps if you already have a basic 16 or 32 bar loop. Maybe you've got a breakbeat, a sub, a reese, a stab, or some atmosphere. Perfect. We're going to turn that into a proper old-school-inspired arrangement with impact points. Start by opening Ableton Live 12 and setting the tempo around 174 BPM. That's a classic jungle and DNB starting point. Then create a few simple groups. Drums, bass, music, and FX. Keep it tidy. In fast music like this, a clear layout saves you time and helps you make faster automation decisions. Inside drums, keep your break or programmed beat, any top loop or hats, and a few fill sounds. Inside bass, keep your sub and your mid-bass or reese. Inside music, put your stab, pad, or atmosphere. And for FX, you'll want space for hits, sweeps, reverses, and transition sounds. The goal here is to think in energy lanes, not just tracks. Each lane has a job. Drums give punch and movement. Bass gives foundation and attitude. Music adds character. FX helps the arrangement speak. Now let's build the breakbeat foundation. If you're using a break loop, warp it cleanly so it stays locked to the grid. If you're building from samples, use drum rack or simpler to layer a kick, snare, hats, and break hits. For a beginner, it's often easiest to start with a break that already has strong snare character, then add a little kick or top loop to support it. Here's a useful tip. Don't overcook the low end of the break if your sub is doing that job already. High pass the break somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz if needed, so the low end stays clear. If the snare feels a bit thin, layer another snare and give it a little body around 180 to 250 Hz. You don't need to overprocess it. You just want it to sit with confidence. Now here's where the automation-first mindset starts to shine. Instead of trying to make the break sound huge all the time, automate its presence. In the intro, keep it filtered and sparse. Then slowly bring more of its high end back as you approach the drop. On the drop itself, let the full break hit, then maybe thin it out briefly for a fill or a stop. That kind of movement is what makes the tune feel alive. Not constant intensity. Movement. Next, let's set up the bass. For old school jungle energy, it's really useful to split the bass into two roles. The sub is your foundation. The reese or mid-bass is your movement and aggression. For the sub, keep it simple. A sine wave is a great starting point. Use operator or analog, keep it mono, and keep the notes short and disciplined. The sub should support the drums, not fight them. In this style, a clean sub makes the whole track feel bigger because the kick and snare can actually breathe. For the reese or mid-bass, use something with motion. Wave-eatable, analog, or even resampled audio can work. Then shape it with an auto filter, maybe a little frequency shifter and some subtle saturation. You want the bass to evolve across the section. This is a big automation move. Automate the filter opening over the phrase. Start with the bass more closed and controlled, then open it up as you approach the drop. You can also automate a slight volume rise, or even briefly mute the bass before the drop lands. That moment of absence makes the return feel much harder. A lot of beginners think the bass needs to be fully exposed right away. It usually doesn't. Hiding the aggression until the right moment is what makes it hit. Now add one musical layer, like a stab, pad, or atmosphere. This is your personality layer. In jungle and old-school DNB, these little textures really matter. A rave stab, a dark chord, a vinyl-style texture, or a spooky pad can completely change the vibe. Keep this layer simple, then automate it like a performer would. Bring it in late, filter it, send it to reverb on the last hit of a phrase, then cut it sharply when the drop lands. That dry versus wet contrast is pure impact. A final stab with a long reverb tail right before the drop can make the drop feel massive even if you didn't add more sounds. Now let's set up your return effects. This is where the automation first workflow gets really fun. Create at least two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. If you want, add a third for extra grit or saturation. On the reverb return, keep the decay fairly long, maybe a few seconds, but low cut it so it doesn't fog the mix. On the delay return, Keep the feedback modest and tempo synced. These returns are not there to wash everything out. They're there for throws, for moments, for emphasis. Then automate your send amounts on key hits. The last snare of an 8-bar phrase is a classic move. Send it into reverb, then cut the drums hard at the next bar. That sudden release creates real impact. It's simple, but it works every time. And that's a great teacher tip here. If your buildup feels weak, don't automatically add another synth. First try making the existing elements disappear more dramatically before the next section returns. Silence, or even half a beat of silence, can hit harder than a giant riser. Now let's talk about the controls you should focus on. You do not need to automate everything. In fact, if you automate too many things at once, the mix can get messy and the idea gets lost. Stick to the basics. Track volume, utility gain, auto filter frequency, reverb dry slash wet, delay feedback, saturator drive, EQ filter bands if needed, and device on and off for intentional dropouts. Those are your main impact tools. In an automation-first workflow, these are more useful than endless plugin stacking. For example, fade the drums in over 4 bars, open the bass filter over 8 bars, lower the music layer a few dB at the drop so the drums feel bigger, add a reverb throw only on the last beat before a transition. That's the kind of movement we want. Now shape the arrangement like a DJ set piece. Start with a stripped intro. Let the filter, drums, and maybe a bit of atmosphere establish the vibe. Keep it open for mixing. Then slowly increase the energy, with a break tease and maybe a small bass hint. Bring the full drop in with stronger drums, more bass movement, and less wash. Then switch it up with a mini breakdown, a fill, or a half-bar silence. After that, bring in the next section with a variation so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. Finally, strip things back for a clean outro. You can think of it like this. Intro, tease, drop, twist, outro. Old school jungle really loves those tiny surprises. A half-bar silence, a snare stop, a late bass entrance, a reversed cymbal into a downbeat. Those little edits give the track that playful, unpredictable energy. Here's a really useful beginner workflow tip. Draw your automation in short phrase blocks first. Don't worry about making every curve perfect on the first pass. First make the arrangement work, then go back and smooth the shapes. On the drum bus, you can add a gentle chain for glue, an EQ to clean up rumble, a glue compressor for cohesion, and maybe a little saturator if the drums need some edge. Keep it subtle. In DNB, the break still needs snap and swing. If you crush it too hard, you lose the groove and the old school feel. So aim for control, not destruction. A little gain reduction, a little drive, and then automate the drum bus volume or a drum filter for the phrase changes. Lower it in the intro. Bring it up at the drop. Mute it briefly for a fill. Then restore it. If you want to push the darker vibe, automate the filter on the reese so it stays hidden until the drop. Use saturation or drum bus carefully to add grit. Add short delay throws to ghost snares or percussion hits. If the track feels too clean, a very low-level vinyl noise, room noise, or dusty texture can help it breathe. Now let's lock in the actual structure. From bars 1 to 16, think filtered intro and sparse energy. The break is present but controlled. The bass is hinted at, not fully unleashed. The atmosphere sets the tone. From bars 17 to 32, bring in the break tease. Open the filter more. Add a reverb throw. Let the bass start to speak. Maybe have one stab appear only at the end of the phrase. From bars 33 to 48, this is the drop. Full break, stronger bass, cleaner impact, less wash. Keep the elements focused. From bars 49 to 56, use a switch up or mini breakdown. Pull out a few elements. Leave a ghost of the groove behind so it doesn't go totally empty. Then rebuild. From bars 57 onward, either go into a second drop or a DJ-friendly outro with stripped drums and filtered elements so another tune can blend in. A good advance trick here is the pre-drop fake-out. Mute the bass for one beat, then bring it back with a fill or stab hit. That tiny surprise can make the drop feel way bigger. Another one is the answer phrase idea. Let a stab or chopped break respond to the main groove every 4 bars. That call and response feeling is very jungle. It keeps the tune moving like it's talking back to itself. If you want a homework challenge after this lesson, build a 24-bar DJ tool section using just one break, one sub, one mid-bass, one stab or atmosphere, and one effects hit. Use at least 5 automation lanes. Include one filter movement, one send throw, one deliberate dropout, and one variation on second 8-bar phrase. If you can listen back and clearly hear where the tension changes, the automation is doing real work. So let's recap the big idea. In DNB, Impact comes from contrast, not constant intensity. Use automation to shape tension. Drop energy and transitions. Keep the roles clear. Sub for foundation. Res for movement. Drums for punch. Effects for transition. Automate filters, volume, sends, and mutes before reaching for heavy processing. And build your track like a set tool. With intro, tease, drop, switch up, and outro. If you remember one thing from this lesson, make it this. Don't just make sounds. Make motion. Make that arrangement feel like energy is arriving. That's the framework for impact. And once you start thinking this way, your jungle and old school DNB sections will start feeling a lot more alive.